few months ago, I met up with Glenn Lorillec, who was about to set off, to a very extraordinary expedition to Nepal. This had come completely of his own idea, and he followed the information with projects abroad, and in July set off on his epic adventure. He's now back, and I'm catching up to find out how everything went. First of all, Glenn, could you tell us about the journey to Nepal? How long did that take?
I take 3 weeks in Nepal. I stay 1 week for playing and painting at school. And for the weekend, I was outside of Kathmandu, the capital city, in Pokhara on Chitwan for tourism.
And how many other young people were involved in the project?
In the 3 weeks, the group of 3 weeks, we were 11 people, 3 from France, 1 Japan, 1 US, Spain, Italy, and Netherlands.
And in what language did you communicate, bearing in mind where they all came from?
All speak English for just understand people of other country. But if you know the language of the country or me speaking with French people, we were speaking French or the same language.
Well, obviously, that's a little bit of a break then, if you're having to focus on English all day. So could you describe a typical day?
So we wake up at 7 and take the morning lunch, and at 9 we go for school for 45 minute driving and arrive at school at 10. We start painting and we finish at 12:30, and at 1 or 2 after dinner we start painting and play with children, and we go out at school at 4 or 7.
So you talk about the painting. What painting was this?
We were with water painting in the wall of school, inside and outside.
Right, that sounds amazing, and I'm sure very, very colourful.
Yes.
How did you find the Tibetan food? A little bit different from French.
Just for the lunch, it was Nepalese food with a lot of spicy. But for the morning and the evening, it's like French food. So with fries and crisps. And
oh, of course, yeah. Yes. International food.
Yes, completely.
Chips go all around the world. What has left the strongest impression from this experience?
I think the landscape is so beautiful. We can see all the mountain of all.
Well, this is compared to, obviously, to Brittany and to France. You've got, in this area anyway, you've got those amazing mountains. And were the people very friendly?
Yes, very friendly. And all the children, too, of the school was very friendly with us and other volunteers.
I bet they were delighted to see you. Obviously, you've said the landscape has left the strongest impression, and no doubt the friendliness of the people. So where do you plan on going to next?
I don't know, because it's hard for me for now what I want to do for my future. All this project was good one time because I have a lot of sponsoring, but for another time I don't know, so I will see.
Time for a little pause, a pity pause.
Yes.
Get back to schoolwork and then to think about the next point of adventure. Thank you very much, Glenn, and we wish you the very, very best of luck.
Okay, thank you.
Well, after talking to Glenn, I'm now talking to 2 students from ONG Little World Nepal, who are spending some time over here in Brittany. So I'm just going to ask them to introduce themselves and tell us what brought them here to Brittany. First of all.
Hello, my name is Puspa Rikarki, and I've been staying in France since the last 7 months. And it's the association of Brittany Association, named Little World Nepal France, which have been helping us for our study and also for our stay in Brittany.
And you are?
Hello, my name is Konsan Tamang, and I'm from Nepal, eastern part of Nepal, from Dolakha. So I have been here in Bhutan since 2 years. I was studying French language, so from October I will continue my cuisine in Dinar. So I am happy to be here in Dinar. So Little World Nepal France is helping helping me when I was 9-10 years old. I know the president of Little World Nepal, so I am here now. They are helping me.
And because I understand you are at a cookery school in Dina.
Yeah, I will start my cook in course in Dina for me 1st October.
So you're enjoying it?
Yes, I'm happy.
Well, it's a beautiful place to study.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I think also, though, you a big advantage both of you have mm-hmm. is your skill in speaking English and French and you know, maybe other languages too, and that is always needed in the hospitality industry.
Yes,
the way to go now. Mm. So, what would you say was the biggest difference between your life in Nepal and here in Brittany?
It's a good question. So, first of all, to talk about the Nepal, it's a beautiful country with a beautiful landscape, but Nepal is really backwarded in the sector of development. So, if we talk about the villages that the association is helping currently, those are the villages which are completely lost. They are completely isolated. So being here in Brittany or in France, we feel like we are in another world.
Absolutely. Well, it couldn't be more vast, the difference, really. Yeah. It's such a complete contrast.
Exactly.
So what do you think about French food then, Kanchan?
French food is popular in the world. So I was thinking when I was in Nepal that to learn French cook, that it will help in my life and to find the job. So in Nepal also, now it's touristic and most of the big hotels are developing, then it will be good for me, for my future.
To have the range of Western food
and then the Eastern
Eastern food.
Yes.
A little bit more than just yak.
Yes.
Okay. in all its forms. So how do you find the people here in Brittany?
They're very gentle, hospitable. Most of the people that we meet here, they are very kind to us. I don't know whether it's because of the association which is helping us, but they are very kind and generous
and hospitable. I think because Brittany is so underpopulated mm-hmm. in many respects, you know, compared to other places, people have time to be friendly and welcoming. When you go back to, well, hopefully you're not going back soon, Kanchan, but what would you most remember, what would you tell people about Brittany that really has made a strong impression?
Firstly, I was visiting, when I arrived, I visit to Marseille, south of France. I also in Paris also, but it was very crowded. So Breton,
like
I don't like it. Like Breton, Breton is greenery. People are kindly. So I love Breton.
Good. Well, we hope you'll stay here, and wish you the very best of luck in your career.
Thank you very much.
And I look forward maybe to catching up with you again sometime.
And
also to you, Pushpa, I wish you the very best of luck.
Thank you very
much. And when you go back or to Nepal, or if you're telling people, what would you say has made the strongest impression?
Little Nepal France, because of which we are here today, because of which... we are able to continue our study over here. So, and of course we will be talking about the development that we see over here, and we will also try to use all the skills and knowledge that we learn here,
use them back in Nepal. Well, I wish you the very best of luck, and I think it's truly inspiring to find both of you over here.
Yes,
and I've really enjoyed meeting you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.